Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I don't have to remind you that the Republic of the United States of America and all of our freedoms hang by a thread right now. It's only by the grace of God we did not lose them after Joe Biden was elected. Because remember, folks, he didn't just win the presidency. He won in the Senate and the House. The only reason we don't have amnesty, and which would have flipped nearly every state in this country at least purple, if not blue, the only reason that Guam isn't a state in D.C. with it, and Puerto Rico, and God knows where else, that we don't have six new Democrat senators, the only reason they didn't get to remake the Supreme Court was because we got lucky. Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat, and Joe Manchin were for a lot of those things, but they weren't for abolishing the filibuster. So they blocked them, and we dodged a bullet. And why does the country hang by a thread? Because the U.S. Senate does. With vote after vote after vote coming down 48, 52, 49, 51. One vote could radically alter the future of this country. Forever. A Republican senator who's a squish could vote with the Republicans 80% of the time and still destroy the country if she votes with the Democrats in the right 20% of the time. Very few times in a lifetime do you get to participate in a political race as important as the U.S. Senate primary runoff right here in South Carolina. Folks, this race is so important to the Democrats, they've dumped $1 million into defeating Ralph Norman. They get the stakes. They're hoping that you don't. Folks, the Democrat Party's so broke right now, so out of favor with their donors, that they actually had to take out a line of credit on the DNC headquarters in Washington. That's right. They mortgaged the headquarters for a $15 million line of credit. They have just $16 million in cash and $18 million in debt. And yet, in that desperate scenario, because Trump has $500 million that he's raised, in that desperate scenario, somehow the party that really needed to pump $1 million into the Texas race to get Tallarico over the line, into North Carolina to get Roy Cooper over the line, somehow found $1 million to make sure that Darlene Graham is the one who comes out of the South Carolina Senate primary. What do they know? Folks, their original plan was to run Annie Andrews, a very attractive candidate, against Mark Lynch in the hope that Lynch would beat Lindsey Graham, who at the beginning of the race was very unpopular, sitting at just 41%, his negatives outweighing his positives. But then Graham was able to come back and defeat Lynch. She's obviously no longer with us. So the Democrat strategy has shifted, and a Democrat super PAC called the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition put out a press release bragging that they're spending $1 million to take out Ralph Norman and elect Darlene Graham. They're not even hiding it. I'll attach that press release to the sources section. Well, I asked Google about the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. What is it? It's a Democrat PAC. The primary funder of that PAC is a billionaire left-wing mega donor called Chris Larson, who previously donated heavily to Kamala Harris's 2024 campaign, over $11 million he spent trying to get her elected. Folks, I've run statewide campaigns up in North Carolina. A party this broke doesn't give the nod to a major donor to pump $1 million into a Republican Senate primary in South Carolina when it's this broke, unless they've got hardcore ironclad guarantees that on the most important votes to Democrats, Darlene Graham will vote with them. They don't spend this amount of money, folks, unless they know something. The Invest in Tomorrow PAC specializes, in fact, they brag in their press release, on taking out conservative Republicans who oppose climate change spending, Green New Deal spending in the primaries, Republican primaries. And they're particularly steamed at Ralph Norman for, ironically, the same reason that Darlene Graham is steamed at Ralph Norman. He held up Trump's big, beautiful bill. That might sound like a rebellion, but wait. Why did Norman hold it up? Because he wanted the solar and wind and other climate change subsidies that you pay for. Most of them go to big Democrat NGOs with very little oversight. Think about, remember those billions of dollars for the charging stations, and they built less than a dozen across the country? Yeah. Well, Ralph Norman said, no, I'm not voting for the big, beautiful bill. And Trump needed every vote unless that funding is stripped out. It actually held it up for a while. And Trump and the Republican leadership were eventually able to get it stripped. And Ralph Norman voted for the big, beautiful bill. Thank you, Ralph, for that. By the way, Trump wasn't supportive of those subsidies either. It actually, in a way, gave him the cover to strip them out because they couldn't get it through any other way. Well, the PAC says to punish Ralph Norman, they're supporting Darlene Graham. Let me tell you something, folks. Her people have whispered to them in the back, yes, she'll vote for amnesty. Yes, she'll vote for statehood. Yes, she'll vote to reorganize the Supreme Court, or at least a couple of those, because that alone, not backing climate change subsidies, is not enough for them to back her. If they think she's a no on amnesty, they're not going to spend the money. They know she's a Democrat, folks. Take a listen to her finally getting hit last night by Ralph Norman at the Senate debate.
It's interesting that my opponent mentions Democrats. The ones that are funding her campaign are the Democrat PACs. The $2 million, that's, and you can bring them up, but the Main Street Washington, I'm not their favorite. I'm not their candidate. You are. The money they're putting in this race is ought to be alarming for every American. Every ad that you see trying to tear me down is paid for by a Democrat donor who's put up, one billionaire put up a million. I got $2 million going against me this next week. I gladly take that. But it's coming from Democrats who are supporting her candidacy for some reason. It's very alarming.
So what does Darlene Graham say about that? She had no idea.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope, wrong. The correct answer is, wow, I'm just learning about that right now. Well, I condemn any Democrat group funding me, and I immediately demand they cease and desist. Notice, she didn't say that. Which tells you one of two very disturbing things. She's just fine with the Democrats spending the money, knows all about it, and made all the promises with the devil that she will have to then pay that money back for to earn it being spent right now. Or, truly, she didn't know. Which means, folks, again, they don't spend that kind of money unless you've, you know, promised them life and limb. And the Graham machine staffers who've terrorized this state for so long made the promises to the Democrats and just didn't tell her, figuring they could easily manipulate her later. I don't know which it is, but folks, it's one of those. Or she's just a psychopathic stone cold liar. Again, one of those three. None are good. But folks, I'm at least entertaining the possibility she had no clue the Democrats are backing her, because she had no clue about this.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not that informed on national security, so. But I do support the military.
Folks, the entire case, to the extent there is one, to elect this woman is that she and her brother were really tight. He raised her, so they must have talked a whole lot about politics, right? And she'll continue his legacy. Obviously, they didn't talk a whole lot about politics. Folks, you know what this means? She didn't even read a whole lot about politics. She wasn't interested enough. And folks, that tracks. This woman has never posted a single political post in her life. Not on Twitter, not on Facebook. She didn't even vote in two of the last three elections? Again, just following the news, you should have been able to answer that question. So if not to carry on Lindsey Graham's supposedly vaunted foreign policy record, why would we vote for this woman?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Because here's where it gets weird, folks. The New York Times has now published six fawning pieces. They love her. They cannot wait for her to be in the U.S. Senate. In one of those pieces, they interviewed what they described as her good friend, Katrina Sheely, a former Republican state senator who lost her primary after she formed a liberal group in the state Senate called the Sister Senators. That group was mostly made up of Democrats and a few independents who opposed pro-life legislation. They were a pro-choice caucus. By the way, Senator Sheely just endorsed the Democrat here in South Carolina who's running for governor. So you could tell who she is. And she was deeply embarrassed in her interview with the New York Times that anyone would think that Darlene Graham was a Republican. Here's the paragraph in the New York Times. Ms. Sheely has been frustrated by online chatter suggesting that Ms. Graham would blindly follow the president. She describes her friend, Ms. Graham, as, quote, more principled than partisan. Dude, you're running in a Republican primary, more principled than partisan? In other words, if you're not voting with the Republicans all the time, well, there's only one other option. You're going to be voting with the Democrats. Interesting about that word principled, because when she got lit up on Facebook over the weekend, Ms. Sheely, for endorsing the Democrat running for governor here in the state of South Carolina, she described herself as principled. So when you support Democrats, you're principled, according to her friend, Ms. Sheely. Folks, all of the warning signs are here. But it's about so much more than that, folks. Most of the Republican leadership in this state at present, folks, if they lived in another state, would be running as Democrats. Why? Because conservative challengers never made it out of the primaries thanks to the Graham machine, which crushes conservatives like bugs. And that's how you got the bizarre situation over the last couple of months where our governor, Henry McMaster, refused to mandate a special session to redraw the congressional maps to take away the one seat in South Carolina that Democrats control through gerrymandering. We could have easily redrawn it, but the governor ran the clock out. Then our state Senate leadership, led by people who, again, would be Democrats in another state, including Shane Massey, simply refused to redraw it, saying we're better off with the seats in Democrat hands. Why? They're Democrats. Democrats, because of the Graham machine, have gotten so out of control in the state of South Carolina that they actually tried to openly run a candidate as a Republican for attorney general, a natural launching position for governor or Senate. Now, the tell was that Pam Evett, our lieutenant governor, our actual governor, Henry McMaster, Tim Scott, our senator, Lindsey Graham, our other senator, none of them called out David Pascoe for being a registered Democrat who openly campaigned for Joe Biden in 2020. Trump had to do it twice. Truth Social posting warning South Carolinians not to vote for Pascoe because he's a Democrat. Again, the cabal running the state didn't say a damn thing. Why? They all have the same consultant. They all have the same fundraising sources because they're Democrats installed by the Graham machine. And folks, you elect Ralph Norman. I'm telling you, take everyone you know with you, your grandma, your neighbor, your kids, whoever. Call everybody out on the coast. Email them, message them. Get them real news and get them to the polls. Because if we can elect Ralph Norman, we will shatter what's left of the Graham machine. It's already badly broken with the rejection of heir apparent Pam Evett. We can finish it off in this election, folks. We can stop the targeting of conservative members of the Freedom Caucus in every election. Folks, in the last election, the primary election, they dropped somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million trying to knock off about 10 conservative Freedom Caucus members from the upstate. Folks, there's only like 15 conservatives at all in the entire legislature. They can't stand the idea that there are any. Folks, we can begin to heal as a state and become a truly free place. There's the votes here to do it, but we need the Graham machine out of the way. And you can do that. You can do that by making sure that Jarlene Graham doesn't ever get anywhere near power again. So early voting runs through Friday, and then, of course, the election is on August 25th on Tuesday. Don't stand by and let Darlene Graham waltz into the Senate and vote years down the road with the Democrats for things that will put this country on a trajectory we can't come back from. Don't have the regret watching her stab us in the back, as Lindsay did so many times. Except this time, it really, really matters. Don't have the regret, man. I could have taken 4, 5, 6 people to the polls with me. I could have texted everyone I know out at the coast or in Columbia or wherever. They don't get real news. But I didn't. I was too busy. Folks, this is so important. Finally, I want to end, and I'll post this, with Ralph Norman's incredible record. People say he's a career politician. He's not. He made millions of dollars as a developer before he ever got into politics. But I love that he's served multiple terms in Congress because he has a record. 92% conservative rating, Liberty score from Conservative Review. 92% conservative score from Turning Point USA. They endorsed him. Club for Growth, 98%. Heritage Action for America, conservative rating, 100%. CPAC, 100% conservative rating in 2025, 98% lifetime rating. They endorsed him as well. One of just 31 Congress members in the House of Representatives with an A-plus rating from Numbers USA, the anti-amnesty, anti-open borders conservative group. A-plus rating. Again, one of just 31 in Congress to have that. Folks, we can replace Lindsey Graham with a conservative, freedom-loving guy who actually represents us, but you gotta go to the polls.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.